Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Larvell Blanks. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Pruitt. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Pruitt and he is safe. McRae steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive towards the mound. Garland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Leonard, and towards Potek, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 1 in the game. Date hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Date. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Date steals second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper strikes out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Date moves to third. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Date tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hurdle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McRae is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Larville Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Date hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Date moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Date moves to third. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks misplays the ball. That's an error on Blanks. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Potek moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Potek moves to third. White moves to second. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McRae is walked intentionally. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Pruitt and he is safe. Cowens steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis is hit by the pitch. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Otis moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Royals, 1. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otis moves to third. Hurdle moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Otis scores. Hurdle moves to third. Patek moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Willie Wilson. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Clint Hurdle now playing left field. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Pruitt reaches second base with a double. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and has Pruitt trapped. There's the throw to White and over to Brett, who tags Pruitt for the out. Date moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. McRae reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Kern now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 3 in the game. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.